Hello, Royals fans, and welcome once again to the podcast Inside Athletics. I'm Dave King, joined this week again by our Sports Information Director, James DeBoer, and this is a special edition of our Inside Athletics at EMU because we are recording this at the ODAC Men's and Women's Basketball Tournament in Salem, Virginia, having just completed the quarterfinal round of the women on Thursday, and on Friday afternoon, the first of the quarterfinal games here on Friday afternoon. Starting off on Thursday with a victory by the women, moving them into the semifinal, and just a few minutes ago coming off the win by the men over Lynchburg College, moving them into the semifinal against Hampton-Sydney College. That will be on Saturday afternoon. The ODAC Men's and Women's Basketball Tournament, a special feature of the ODAC here in Salem. Great support and pulling the whole thing off financially and organizationally by the Salem Rotary Club, and then of course the ODAC staff as well. They do a great job, a banquet the night before in which they announce all of the all-conference teams, coach of the year, rookie of the year, all of that kind of stuff. So we're going to give you a little bit of an update, quick rundown on that, and then a little bit also we'll look a little bit more at what's coming up and EMU athletics in general over this weekend in what I continue to call one of the busiest several weeks of the year, because you've got the basketball playoffs, which again heighten with coming down here, and then you've got the spring sports just chomping at the bit to get started and trying to play as many games as possible, and of course we add men's volleyball to it. So James, welcome, thanks for joining us again. We've had a great time both of the games, our games on ODAC.TV, which I'll mention a little bit in just a little bit, but why don't you give us a little recap of the two games we've seen here.
Yeah, such an interesting contrast actually between the two. The women came in the top seed on the women's side, playing the 8-seeded Shenandoah Hornets. And you know, a lot of times you look at that 1-8 game, and I don't know if you expect a breeze, but you don't expect a tough challenge. And for the women, they led by 13 points in the first half a number of times, and then Shenandoah closed the half on an 8-0 run to make it a 5-point game at halftime. And it just seemed like that momentum just carried into the second. Shenandoah was always hanging around. I don't think they ever took the lead in the second half, but it sure got interesting. And of course, the 1-point game, it came down to just kind of a careless turnover by EMU with about 7 seconds left. And Shenandoah had the ball underneath their own hoop, down by one, had two chances at it actually, and couldn't get points off at either time. So good job by the Royals defensively, at least in those final couple of seconds. And if there's ever a chance to use the word escape for a victory, that was an escaping with a victory. So the Royals get their way out. Bianca Igarza showing her all ODAC first team status, 18 points, leads us into the semifinals. But such a gritty win for the women. They did a lot of things poorly, not as well as they've done all year, but somehow still get the W. We head over to the men's game, and they had a couple of moments too. They started out with a big lead, led by double digits quite a bit. And then there's a stretch where Lynchburg had a run late in the first half, and I was thinking, this is a lot like yesterday. What's going to happen? The men regrouped and pushed it back out. They led by 18 at halftime, and Lynchburg made a few runs and never got closer than 12 points in the second half, and then EMU came out with the 12-point was the final margin. But so both teams advancing on into the semifinals, different fashions, but regardless, it's ODAC tournament basketball time. It's tournament time. The W is a W. It doesn't matter what it looks like.
Well, if you remember our podcast from a week or so ago, both coaches indicated that there's a lot of parity and anything can happen in this particular one. And we saw that already. The first quarterfinal of the men's was Hampton-Sydney, the number 8, knocking off the number 1 and number 1 team in the region, Randolph-Macon, which throws a lot of stuff in, which we'll talk about maybe in another week or so in terms of NCAA bids. But yeah, clearly the men seem to be playing well from the very beginning, which was totally different than the women. The women just did not play well. As Coach Griffin said afterwards, have you ever seen us play worse than that? And the answer is probably no, we probably haven't. So they certainly have their work cut out for them going up against Guilford in Saturday's semifinal. And they're certainly aware that if they don't play well, it's going to be a long day for them, but we've also seen just stretches of how well they've played. Mm-hmm. I've had more comments this year about just how well they've played offensively and defensively, the athleticism they have, and for whatever reasons, they look like they were a step short on everything the other day. One thing I want to mention, just I've already mentioned about the excitement that there is about having everybody here, all the teams hanging around here, coming to see each other play. Our men have been able to support the women and vice versa. It's also our introduction of ODAC.TV. And for those of you that cannot make it down here, you are able to see the games from down here. There is a charge. It is a new contract that we have developed with ODAC.TV. But the quality of the product that we have, the camera angles, the interviews afterwards, everything else, we're really excited about it from an ODAC standpoint. And we hope that that you'll be able to tune in. They're going to be doing all the championships. This is their first time. They did swimming not too many weeks ago. And now they're going to be here. And we're going to bring that on into spring with at least a lacrosse. And they'll keep building that up. So it's a new feature that we, again, want to make the experience as best we can for the student athlete, but also for you out there watching.
Well, and it's an $8 charge. $7.95 is exactly what it is. But it's a 24-hour pass. So, you know, maybe you'd say I only want the EMU game. But if you really look at it, there's so much exciting basketball here at the Salem Civic Center. Following up EMU Friday night is the Bridgewater men. So you've got those all in one big package. And you can watch all four games for just one simple price. And so that's really a good deal. You'll get the same thing on Saturday. One price will get you the whole day. So you get two EMU games and four games all together.
Well, we recognize the fact that you have been watching the Royals on our video streams,
yeah,
have not had to pay anything for it. And we realize when you get to the playoffs, but I've said all along, I know there's a cost analysis all the way you want, but we charge less than what you have to pay to get into a high school game a lot of times. And actually, if you come down here and see the game, it's $11 to get in here. So anyway, just want a shout out to ODAC.TV and the contract that the ODAC has made with them in trying to get this is something that hopefully will really help boost the whole prowess of the events that we have going on. Well, we've got more than just the basketball going on. We've had the softball tournament at Virginia Beach that is held every year. The Beach Blast, Blast of the Beach, whatever it's called.
Well, apparently now it's the Beach Blast in the mountains. I've seen that
all
labeled
right.
somewhere.
Okay, all right. Well,
that gets canceled and they're all moving to Salem this Saturday and Sunday.
They got canceled and they all moved to Salem. So give us a brief rundown of what else is going on this particular coming weekend.
Well, there's a men's volleyball at home. Of course, it's a Friday night game. You might not be listening to this before that game, but two volleyball matches at home, both pretty important. They're both conference ones. So if you happen to still be around the Harrisonburg area, there probably will not be a lot of students there because spring break has started. If you're around, please come. We'd love as big of a crowd as possible. Taking on a nationally ranked team Friday night and then Saturday against Cairn. 2 o'clock game. It's an afternoon game. Both those very important matches. The baseball team also at home this weekend. It's their ODAC opener. Playing Emory and Henry at 12 o'clock on Saturday. So they've had a great start to the season. The baseball team really has. The offense has really clicked, and I think that's what Coach Ben Spots expected to some extent, that the offense was going to be in pretty decent shape this year. He just wasn't sure what the pitching staff would look like come game action. And that's pretty much what it's shaken out to. But a great start to the year. I think 7-2, if I remember correctly, and they've scored a ton of runs. So it'll be a lot of fun to see now that we're into ODAC this weekend, just to see what that looks like.
Yeah, they'll open up on Saturday against ODAC, and then they'll pick up and take off for Florida, playing their games down there over the spring break time. And that they've actually feels like they've played a lot of games because they had some postponements and they've had double headers. Looks like it's been six games or five games in 3 days, I think, or something like that.
Yeah, we have five
right.
that one weekend.
And so it feels like what they try to do when they go to Florida.
Yeah.
And last weekend they were able to play in 63-degree weather. This week I think they've played in 33-degree weather.
Thursday was not,
and probably on next Monday they're going to be in 75-degree weather when they get down there. So a lot of action going on. Also, I believe the indoor ODAC championships actually are going on this weekend.
Track and field championships, the indoor version, are out in Hampton in the Virginia Beach area. I think it's the Boo Williams Complex, maybe what it is. You can check out directions for that. That's on Sunday. A lot of years, that's on Saturday. It was moved to Sunday because that was the only year that that the ODAC could secure the facility. So that championship will be this Sunday, this weekend. We're really excited to see how that shakes out. The women haven't had quite the season they were hoping for. It's not a big team, but they've had a few injuries, so they just really haven't been running at full strength. The men have had a very good season, been ranked in the regional listings the entire year. So it should be a lot of fun to watch how these two teams do in the ODAC standings. And then, of course, the national championships come up in a couple of weeks. Hopefully we can get a couple qualified for that. We'll just find that out in a couple of weeks.
Certainly looking ahead on down the road, we go into spring break, and softball will have some traveling, baseball will have some traveling. I want to keep – certainly the women's basketball are looking at least to see what the NCAA might hold for them. James and I believe that certainly if we make it through to the championship game, win or lose, good chance we'll get in. Maybe if we lose in the semifinal, not quite sure where that's going to be. Selection show is on Monday. We'll look to that. We have placed a bid so we can host if we end up doing that. Certainly the way the women have been playing, this last game was just an anomaly in my mind. Yeah. And if they play anywhere, what they've been able to do, they certainly have as good a shot as anybody else. So we will keep you posted on that as we come into that. That would be the 7th and 8th. And we'll see where they were last year. They were, I believe, at Christopher Newport in that area, where hopefully they'd be at home, but you never know where they're going to be.
Yeah, I'm really curious for Saturday's games, both for the men and the women. On the women's side, we play Guilford College. Have such a history with the Quakers over the last years, and even though Guilford, I guess, seems down this year, finishing all the way down in fourth place in the conference standings, I looked a bit at the history. EMU's women have beaten Guilford's women 6 straight times in the regular season. However, the last 2 years in the postseason, Guilford has beaten EMU. So for the Royals to make that next step, to win a conference championship, et cetera, they're going to have to beat Guilford, and now they're going to have to do it in the semifinals before they even get to the championship. So that's a very interesting dynamic for the women. For the men, they take on Hampton Sydney. The Tigers, the 8th seed in the ODAC tournament, they've been a team that's really underperformed this year, started out in the national rankings and just haven't done it. Well, they start out with a big win over their rival, Randolph-Macon, and now we get them in the semifinals. The men lost to them twice during the regular season. Two teams with pretty similar styles, I think. Both of them like to get up and down the floor. Both of them play a lot of players, both a lot of talented players, a lot of players with scoring ability. So I think it's going to be a really interesting matchup for the men as well on Saturday.
Well, thanks for joining us on this particular podcast, direct from Salem Civic Center in Salem, Virginia, site of the 2014 Men's and Women's ODAC Basketball Championships. Always a special, special event. We're trying again as the ODAC, as the Director of Athletics, to try to get some of these situations where we can get a lot of teams together and celebrate all that's going on. And hopefully you can pick up, if you can get down here, come to see us if you can. If not, pay attention to all the articles that are going out. James is doing them as fast as he can. As they start coming in, we'll keep you posted on everything that's going on. Thanks for joining us, and until we talk next week, make it a great week.